Don't let the Z fool you. This isn't a Puck Bunny podcast. It's Game Misconduct with Dory and CT.
Welcome to Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
And I forgot to mention last time we have fancy new intro music.
I know. Sounds good. I hope you guys like it. Let us know.
Yeah, tweet us at Game Miz with a Z Conduct. And hit us up on Facebook as well. And gamemisconduct.com for any episodes you may have missed. All right, so we're speaking to you on Tuesday, September 22nd, after Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. Lightning, Dallas, series tied.
For a second, I was like, is it Tuesday? Yeah, it is.
It is. Okay. I know. I forget what day it is now. Mm-hmm. But series is tied 1-1, everybody.
So... We should probably start off by talking about some of our texts that started the game. Like, hi, Power Play. How are you? So good to see you.
Yeah.
Obviously, and this goes, you know, this has probably been said already in the last 12 hours 100 times, but they came out so different than they did in game one. Their energy was up. There wasn't, and the interesting part was, you know, we kept hearing in the pregame about all these adjustments they've now made. They went back to the 12-6. Zach Bogosian was scratched. Luke Shen was scratched. They added Carter Verhaeghe and then Jan Ruda, who we haven't seen since the round robin. And you and I, before the game, were like, huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But Phil Esposito had a really interesting take on what he thought the reason was. And he said, Jan Ruda can get the puck up very quickly to Nikita Kucherov.
Right.
He's a very good skater. He's fresh.
Yeah.
Hasn't played. And I thought Jan Ruda looked really good last night.
The very beginning, he mishandled a puck in our end, and I was like, oh gosh, here we go. But he fixed it. He got it together. I'm glad you brought up the 12-6 thing, because we kind of alluded to it on our last episode that Steven Stamkos is officially taking practice with the team, skating with the team. And we were curious to see if maybe they were going to gear up to have him in game three. And, you know, our conspiracy minds are going, well, they're putting in 12-6 to make that adjustment to maybe have Steven maybe just play power play. But now I don't know, because hello, we've got the team is clicking. It stopped clicking in the second period, but in the first period, 3 goals. Awesome.
Yeah.
Power play was working.
The first one, you brought up to me and you texted after the first one that, you know, you were like, I don't see how these adjustments are helping.
Right.
And I think you had a good point, but I think they were also trying to get back to that. Oh, wait a minute. We crisscross. Okay. So Palat's now going to go on the right and Kuch is going to go on the left. I think it was just a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah.
To the adjustment.
Yeah.
After that, it looked fine.
Because you can only, in practice, simulate what a game time speed will be. So, yes, I'll give them the first power play, but I was like, that they kept saying adjustments, adjustments, and I'm like, I'm not seeing any. This is not good. But they figured it out in the second power play, that's for sure.
Right, and then the other thing they did was they were going with 4 forwards.
Right.
So... they've been doing the traditional 3-2.
Yep.
I think they put Sergei up there when they go 3-2. So they kind of went back to the tradition, put Alex Killorn in there with Point and Palat and Kuch and then Hedman. Yep. I think that kind of helped.
Well, yeah.
So I you could see John Cooper trying to stay at a Lightning hockey and his philosophy on hockey. And how and coaching and you know, strategizing, and I like it because I think it keeps them off balance a little bit. Now that's Coach Bonus was here for a while, and hasn't been gone that long, he's gonna have an idea anyway.
It was Coach Cooper moving the chess pieces into different scenarios, and I thought it worked. So I was very happy with it. Lots of calls last night on both sides. One that I thought was blatant that they missed was Jamie Benn's hit on Nikita Kucherov. Like,
sure.
Hello, the guy was laid out on the ice, and they are targeting him, and they are targeting Braden Point. And, you know, was it the second period where there were three Lightning players in the box? Like, there wasn't
I texted you, and I said, why is Hedman there? I'm confused. I get why Paquette was there. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I forgot the other guy. Was it Coleman? I can't remember.
No, Maroon.
Maroon, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on that nonsense.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Hedman was getting in there. Like, it started with Hedman.
I saw him push the guy off of him, and I was like.
Yeah, but as the scrum continued, Hedman got back up in there, and maybe that's why.
You know,
lots of penalties called. We've got to, like, not fall into that nonsense. Let them get mad, let them get pissed off, and let them get the penalties. And then, like you alluded to, I think it was the third period where Pat Maroon got a penalty for a goaltender interference. Anton Khudobin was way out of his crease, and I'm not sure how they expected Pat Maroon to be able to stop.
Forget that his nickname's the Big Rig, right?
Yeah, and I think he tried to let up a little bit, but, I mean, when mm-hmm. the Big Rig gets going, and he got going, like, all the way at the other blue line,
yeah.
mm-hmm. And he was crashing the net, and Khudobin was out of the crease. So, mm-hmm. now, granted, if it was reversed, I would have taken exception to that if it was Vasi, but I would have been like, he's out of the crease. Like, mm-hmm. what do you want him to do? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. So I kind of disagree with that call. But we were able to kill it off. I think we were able to kill that one off. I forget which.
Yeah, they scored on the Palat one. That goofy slashing call. That's another one.
Yeah.
That's another one. I mean, and that's why I think that's – Cooper was displeased with that one.
Both coaches were displeased with some of the calls last night.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Palat was going after the puck.
Yeah.
And Eddie O kind of said it on the broadcast. He's like, the problem is – it was the guy's stick, you know, he lost a stick. If he didn't lose a stick, maybe it doesn't get called.
Yeah.
Usually a sign when they lose their stick up. It's good. You're going to get a slashing penalty. I mean, Palat looked mad too. And he's pretty like,
even
pretty
keeled.
Much like so even keeled constantly.
Yeah.
It is what it is because it happened, you know, to the Lightning in the third period. I think that one was Blake Coleman. That clearly gave a high stick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. And it may not have been Blake Coleman. It was somebody. It was somebody that, and it was a pretty bad high stick. It was kind of still like, you know, in the play.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter anymore. So.
Yeah, just, you know, avoid having to take penalties, avoid getting in that nonsense, mm-hmm. you know, if the Stars are trying to goat you. And, you know, Vasi looked really strong. Our power play was clicking. They were going to the net. Alex Killorn was creating a lot of havoc in front of the net. So I thought it looked good for 40 minutes. The second period was a dumpster fire, and we got really lucky that we didn't fall behind, like, you know, and we're able to hold on to the lead as long as we did. Third period, we looked a lot better.
I will say, you and I both like Joe Pavelski. Mm-hmm. When he was in San Jose, he's one of those guys. You kind of just, he's the guy, like, everybody likes Joe Pavelski, right? I mean, he's never really done anything. I did not like him last night. That redirect shot, get out of here.
Yeah.
And I know that that's kind of what he does and has done, but my gosh, it happens against, you know, the team you want to win, mm-hmm. man, is that, and there's nothing Vasi could have done about that one.
No.
My gosh.
We still continue to dislike Corey Perry.
Oh, yeah.
And we will continue to dislike Corey Perry as a player, not as a human. Every time we talk about this, we talk about as a player, not as a human being. But I think we're on the right track. You know, I The second period, after a first period where you score three goals on the team, you kind of expect the opposing team to really come out and hand it to you, and they did. And so maybe that's why the Lightning looks not as good, because the other team is going to be pissed. You know? So I think we expect that, and then it more or less levels off in the third period. So, but
and I thought, and I'm sure, I think you probably agree with me, after the first 5 minutes in the third period, they look good again.
Yeah. Yep. So just, we got to keep the intensity up, stay out of the box, and don't shoot ourselves in the foot. But yeah, I thought I was much happier with that game, obviously, than the first game. So now it's a 5-game series. It's evened up. And Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, I believe 8 o'clock on NBC, I believe it will be on. We will see what happens in game three. It could, I mean, at this point, it's a crapshoot. I really do. I
really think so.
At the beginning of the first period of game two, I did not feel good. I was literally on the verge of texting you. Okay, who are we going to lose this season or this coming season? And, you know, all of that. But I'm so glad it turned around. So the anxiety is at about a 15, just saying. Yeah. And before the game started, they handed out the NHL awards.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
None of our guys won, which I'm not necessarily that happy about. But congratulations to those winners.
Okay.
I don't know how you don't give Victor Hedman the Norris Trophy this year.
And then he finished third in voting. And I know, I mean, that one's like, okay, wait a minute. Not only did he...
I don't even know who won it. I forget. I was so mad.
The guy from the Predators.
Yossi.
Yeah, Rome, yeah.
Yeah.
Cosi?
No.
Posey?
Stand by.
Zosi? Yossi?
Roman Yossi, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know how John Carlson finishes ahead of Victor Hedman. I mean,
I don't know. That one really burnt my biscuits. I'm a realist. And when it comes to goalies, they usually look at the numbers because that's really what you have to do. And the only category that Vasi led with was wins. And that's really a tough one. We talk about that one, you know, being equated to baseball pitchers, what's more important when you're looking for the, you know, Cy Young winner? Is it wins or is it, you know, ERA? Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things. He let in wins, but I think he was third out of, Hellebuck and...
Yeah, Tuukka. He was third.
What's his face?
He was behind Tuukka Rask, the goaltender who left the bubble.
Right, but
sorry,
I mean, this
I'm
is
sorry.
This,
I know this is before the bubble started. I know.
But it's regular season, and the regular season, numerically, by the numbers, Tuukka Rask was better than Vasilevsky. And by the numbers, Hellebuck was better than Vesla. So that one is a pure numbers thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't think he was going to win again. The minute the numbers came out, I was like, oh, wow, they're really showing some respect to Vasi here, because I don't necessarily think he should have won it. I mean, we see so many highlight reel saves from him, but
that's not what it's about.
The totality has nothing to do with those acrobatic saves. It has to do with save percentage, goals against, and his numbers just weren't there. The wins were, but hockey team. So I was okay with that. I wasn't good with the Hedman thing. And then, you know, listen, Dreisaitl had an amazing year, so good for him.
Yeah, no, but I'm like, we were debating on the last podcast if we even wanted our guys to win, because it was weird because they're announcing it while they're still playing. And I'm kind of happy. I'm not happy that they didn't win, but I think it works in our favor because now I feel like they have maybe something else to prove. Maybe, I don't know, but they definitely came out. They poured the hot sauce on. It's so funny. I think it was the first game. There is a Heinz ketchup like right in front of the bench of the other team, I think, where it's like the ketchup bottle pouring out the ketchup. And I was like, it really needs to be hot sauce because it can pour the hot sauce on for Dory.
Yeah.
But I digress. So yes, the NHL awards given out, moving on. And game three.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I also want to address, because some, oh, wait, what do you want to talk
about? No, you address, and then I'll address.
Well,
you
address, I was going to address the this thing.
Oh, your hair. Yeah, go, you go do that. Go
okay, because I've had some people tweet me and be like, I thought you said you were going to get a lightning bolt shaved into your head if the Lightning went to the final. And I attempted to. Mm-hmm, I called probably 5 to 10 barbershops to see if they could put a lightning bolt in my head, and either it was they didn't have any line artists working on Saturday or they hung up on me because I don't know. I don't want to make any assumptions. So then I called my salon yesterday to see if there was somebody there and the person that would do it wasn't working. So now it's like, do I try to get it done for Wednesday or do I not? Or do I just wait until hopefully we have a very good outcome and win 3 more games and then get it? I don't know what to do. So I think at this point I should just leave it alone.
I think you should leave it alone.
I'm just going to leave it alone. But I tried. I was all excited. So if anybody knows of a barbershop that maybe will do it, if we get 3 more wins, tweet us at Game Miz with a Z Conduct. Because a couple that I called hung up on me. I don't know if there was a bad connection or something, or
maybe that's it. That's it.
It just, benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, just bad connection. All right, so then the one thing I wanted to address that I've seen so many local fans mad about Sonya Bryson not singing. So she addressed it on Twitter.
Oh, she did. Good. She did.
So I'm going to read it for everybody. And yes, this is kind of what I thought was going on.
Okay. Because I'm a little upset as well. A lot of people are. Tampa Bay.
My Facebook friends that I like grew up, I mean, they're like, what?
She does it for every home game, quite possibly almost every home game. And then we get to the big dance, but whatever. Okay. I'm really upset about this.
So Miss Sonya Bryson Kirksey, who, you know, we've had on, people love that interview.
I love her.
We did too. I appreciate all the love from at Tampa Bay Lightning fans and other teams fans. Y'all are all so sweet. Kissy emoji. The Stanley Cup Finals belong to the at NHL. And although I may not hold the credibility needed for their choosing, I know my team and community backs and loves me. Thanks so much. So it is completely an NHL decision.
Well, you know what? Classy response from a classy lady. Thank you for explaining it. We thought that was what it was, but we love us some Sonya.
Well, I saw so many people and I was like, I'm going to check Twitter. What are the chances that she tweets about it? And then I thought, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. You know, she may say something just so people understand.
Yeah.
You know, because she's getting tagged in all these. When people are like, hey, NHL, where's at Sony Sings? Her munchions were probably like blowing up like every game.
Yeah.
At least game one, and it was continuing. What happened? Why wasn't she singing? So she probably was like, you know, I'm going to kind of put, you know, nip this in the bud.
The kibosh. So y'all
leave me alone. She would never say that, but.
No.
But now we know.
I love her.
It wasn't good last night. I'll say that.
What? You didn't enjoy the Bare Naked Ladies? Bare Naked Ladies a cappella version? Yeah.
I'm shaking my head right now because, y'all, I didn't even know that. I was like, who are...
One week since you looked at me. It's that band.
It's been 10 years since you had a hit.
Ooh, burn.
Maybe 20.
It's been more than that. But, yeah, Bare Naked Ladies, they're Canadian, so they did both. Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, I don't know. I think Sony Bryce has got better credibility than the Bare Naked Ladies do.
I mean,
just saying. Just
people of other teams, like, she thanked fans of other teams for supporting her. So it's not just the Lightning that loves it when she sings. A lot of fans from a lot of different teams are like, I love the Lightning anthem singer. She's so amazing. She does such a beautiful job. Yeah. It's not just Lightning fans that loves Sonya.
No, and so, through this whole series and everything, they've, you know, had an opportunity. She's been highlighted on the national broadcasts. So, you know, other teams have gotten to enjoy the musical stylings of Sonya Bryson, not just in Tampa, but throughout the world for these finals. And so I'm glad she's gotten that exposure because I think she's amazing. And, you know me, I'm very superstitious. So I'm always like, I want Sonya because we've always had Sonya. We need Sonya, but I understand it. It's a show at this point. It's a show for the NHL.
And listen, if you're going to, this is the last I'm going to say about this. If you want to have, I don't know any very cool, hip people these days. So if you want to have Katy Perry's.
There you go.
Is she a thing? Okay. If you want Katy Perry to sing the national anthem, if you want Taylor Swift to sing then, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all. Bare Naked Lady.
Ladies.
More than one. Oh, I don't even know.
More than one.
And then that, no offense to that, like, young lady that sang in game one, she did a nice
Madison
job.
Madison Beers, yeah. She's
no
a
clue who she is.
She's a national recording artist. And then I actually did know who Tennille Towns was. She is a country music artist. She just won the ACM for Best New Female Artist. She is Canadian. I've met her before. She's lovely. And I thought she did a very nice job. So I actually thought, like, there was a little bit more, because Madison Beers, she sang the national anthem in game one. She's got a huge social media following, and doing what you and I do, Dory, we know you want to have those influencers involved because then it goes viral and everybody talks about your event on social media. So
that's fair.
Kind of get it. I thought it was kind of, the Bare Naked Ladies it was almost like they're friends of somebody in the NHL, and because they're huge hockey fans, they got to do it. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I'm sorry. Just my thoughts.
Just
my thoughts.
I guess the other thing is maybe you have to, I don't know, the whole, you can't enter the U.S. I don't know.
Well, they're recording them. They're not even there.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's so you could have anybody. Anyway. Okay. So I've been, as we're talking, there are a lot of different, I've been trying to look up the information for Lightning watch parties. We've already talked about the Cigar City little restaurant that's on the plaza. They're doing something with watch parties. But I was watching the news yesterday as they prepared for the game, and there were fans on the Thunder Alley that they were allowing to watch the game. So I found something online. You are able to go to Cigar City at Amalie Arena, and they have watch parties, but it looks like they're also allowing people to be on the plaza. That's from what I saw on the news last night. Channel 8 was out there broadcasting live. So, I can't seem to find anything online on it. So I would maybe do some digging of your own. But they do have the event at Cigar City that you can reserve a table. And, like, whatever you reserve the table for, you do have to put a deposit down, but they'll put that towards your bill. And then there are also, like, some of tables that are part of, like, the beach they have out there, like that outdoor bar that I think they're also selling. And then if you're a season ticket holder, you should have received an email over the mm-hmm. weekend about being able to make a donation to the Lightning Foundation to gain access inside for a watch party that's inside as well. So lots of places to watch the game, or from the comfort of your own couch, which I enjoy thoroughly. And you know what? There's never a last call. Your fridge is always open, which is mm-hmm. also dangerous for me, hence the COVID-19 pounds that I've gained.
And you can angrily text your friend
and yell and scream happily. Obscenities. Yeah.
Or happily text them.
I think when we scored the first game, I had such a carnal scream. I think it may have scared my neighbors. I was not feeling good. And when we scored our first goal, I just let out this shriek.
When Sergey scored the goal that would have put them up 4-2, but yeah. It got called back. I mean, I was like, Sergey!
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh. Kind Sean of a little late.
Sean Avery was also like that on his Insta stories.
I know. That was kind of a...
Can I just say this? It is nothing more than the year 2020 when you think about it. Crazy things have happened this year. We should have known it was going to be a heck of a year when it started with Kobe Bryant, but RIP. But I could have never told you that the one... thing that I would have never expected to come out of the year 2020 in the Stanley Cup playoffs was that I would have a love affair with Sean Avery now. Not that I disliked him. Like I kind of felt like I understood him as a player. Like I understood what he was trying to accomplish and the tasks he was given.
Well, you read the book. You read his book.
I'm only halfway through the book, but well, I garnered enough. A better right. understanding of him through his book. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, maybe I didn't agree with the way he played, but I understood it. Now I'm just like, I'd rather turn the commentators down and just have him commentating. But
maybe you can Insta message him
maybe.
And say, can you just do a live commentating of the game?
Yeah. Well, no, that's what he basically does. Like he'll rewind the TV and show plays and give his thoughts on it. And I think it's awesome. And maybe I should message Sean Avery and be like, who knew in 2020 you would be the best thing to come out of the NHL playoffs.
And he's still, listen, y'all, he played on the Dallas Stars.
Did he?
He did. I think that was one of the teams. He played for a few teams. We always remember the Rangers, but he played for a few.
He played for Detroit. He played with Steve Yzerman.
It's crazy. He's played for a few teams. I believe Dallas is one of them, but he's still pulling for the Lightning.
Yeah.
Sergey is still his boy.
Sergey and Cucci.
He still thinks Cooch is he points out a lot of here's the thing. If you go to his Insta stories, y'all, he points out little things that we don't necessarily catch.
Right.
But he's got the eye, and he brought up how the puck is always like a yo-yo on Kucherov's stick. The things that these tiny little moves he makes that we don't. First of all, it's, you know, he slows it down, but, you know, it's going full speed. You're like, oh, why is he passing? It's pretty skillful what he's actually doing with the puck. And I really enjoy seeing Sean Avery, you know, break those things down that I miss.
Well, and also we're so used to seeing how Kucherov plays. A lot of his skill is just what we're used to. Mm-hmm. And when you hear somebody else point it out or explain it, you understand how skilled a player he is, how in a different realm this guy is. Mm-hmm. We're spoiled because we see it all the time. So it's nice to see that different perspective. So game three, what do you think?
I'm still saying Lightning in six.
Okay. We're on the track for it. I mean, that's what we're on track for. Right.
I think it's going to be, I'm really hoping, I know the Lightning have fared very well in overtime in the bubble. I don't want any more overtime. So
no, please. No overtime, please.
I thought we were getting into it. Game two, I was like, uh-oh. Please, please, hold it off. Hold it off. Longest 3 minutes and 43 seconds of my life. It's going to be a battle. I think we're going to see more game twos than we will game ones, for sure.
Yeah, so 8 o'clock. It is on NBCSN. My mistake. I'm sorry. NBCSN, 8 o'clock. Game four will be Friday at 8 p.m. on NBC. And then game five, Saturday, 24 hours later. 4 and 5
are the back-to-back.
24 hours later at 8 o'clock on NBC. So that's what we have coming up. And we will see what happens. Fingers crossed that we see, like you said, more of a game two in game three. Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a review and a rating. We'd love to hear what you think. Also, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, you can tweet us at Game Miz with a Z Conduct on Facebook as well. We're there. And also, if you missed any episodes, check out GameMisconduct.com. I'm going to go back and see if I can find the Sonya Bryson interview and maybe retweet that out as well in case you missed it. It was from a couple seasons ago, so I have to go see if I can find it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.